أشهدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and servant, and we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, these heated days feature a huge campaign under the title of Religious Persecution of Christians in different countries. 2 days ago we had a symposium here in this center, including Jewish and the Christian speakers, to discuss this subject. As a baseline, I think every one of us knows the stand of Islam on the subject. The Quran says there is no compulsion in religion. The Quran respects the religious rights of other people, even when we disagree with them on certain theological points. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would say, whoever hurts a person from the people of the book, it would be as though he hurt me personally. Islam allows a Muslim to marry a Christian woman or a Jewish woman, and dare he not try and pressure her to embrace Islam. The legal dictum in the Sharia about them is they have our rights and owe our duties. When Omar went into Jerusalem, he gave them the pledge of safety and security for their lives, their possessions, their churches, their crosses. Even if we do not believe in the cross, even if we had another view of Jesus than them. Islam includes pluralism as a built-in phenomenon, and therefore I do not need to defend Islam on this point. My feeling towards the current campaign, and it is really a vehement campaign, is that it is too political, and deep in my heart I feel that politics is too dirty to handle such a subject. I think bitterness should not be answered with bitterness, and hatred should not be answered with hatred, because this would be a disastrous to all concerned. How would it look to the eyes of the majority in the country if a foreign power comes and says, I'm coming to protect the minority? Would this improve the relations between the majority and the minority, who are the residents of the same house, and forever they will be. The trick of going in under the pretext of protecting the minority is not a new one. In my own home country of Egypt, there was a conflict between the masses and the monarch at the time. There were rights, and one Maltese Christian was murdered in Alexandria, and within a few hours the British troops landed in Egypt from the ships of the Royal Navy waiting beside the shore to start a military occupation of Egypt that took 70 years to shake off. Nowadays it is not the troops, it is the sanctions and the economic pressure, but the process is the same. We are against religious prejudice, but if this campaign singles out Christians to be protected, it has gone into prejudice already. How about the other religions? And then how about the Muslim minorities that have been at the receiving end of oppression and the prejudice and the persecution? I shall not quote old things like the Inquisition or the Crusades or colonialism, but even in modern time, in places like Bosnia, like India, like Kashmir, like the Philippines, and we still remember that in France hell broke loose because two Muslim girls in a school were wearing a headscarf. There is a lot of prejudice, and the answer is not to push more prejudice in the opposite direction. The answer is to find a solution. And two congressmen tried to make it look more dilute and more encompassing. So instead of requiring and requesting that Christians should be protected, they added to the list Jews, Baha'is, and Buddhists. And what about the others? Would it then be okay to persecute other religions than those written in the list? And what about the Muslim majorities who are under persecution in their own land by tyrants and despots that our country supports and blesses? There must be a mistake there. And we read a list of names of countries under accusation and proposed for sanctions and economic pressure. Are we sure the list is complete? Then why don't we read Israel in it? I wouldn't say because Israel persecutes the Muslims, but I would like to say because Israel persecutes the Christians, and the Christian community in Palestine has almost been decimated under Israeli rule. I think things have to be corrected. I think politics is targeting Islam, and the next step will be to target the Islamic institutions in the West. And we should be on the alert. We should fight back, but how? My great teacher used to teach us, we will fight people with love. And the way is to go out and reach out and let the masses and the grassroots and the American people read Islam in you and know Islam for what it really is. There is a large camp for the devil in this country, and we should build the opposite camp, the camp of God, not to include Muslims only, but whoever believes in God and in justice and in human decency and in human rights. We would like to make the call for a universal campaign to uphold the human rights, to uphold the religious rights for all humans and for all religions, but to be selective about that betrays a bad intent and a malicious nature. It is a war, but will not use the same weapons. We are for peace and the harmony between people, and what they do is very counter-effective in producing the required peace and harmony. Understand this, my fellow Muslims, and explain it to the others that they may understand it. And the deeper than the division to Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, white, black, north, south, foreign, indigenous, African American, etc., etc., this is the superficial division. The deep and real division is between right and wrong, between Allah's instructions and satanic instructions. Reach out, stretch your hand, and hold tight to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You, mankind, we have created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and the tribes, that you might get to know and to cherish one another, not to despise one another. Verily, the most honorable of you in the sight of God are the most righteous. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أسأل ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, unfortunately this is the shape of the world we live in. And we ask ourselves the question, should this continue or should it come to an end? And if we believe it should come to an end, it will not do that spontaneously. The other camp are very diligent. We have to be as diligent, although with cleaner weapons. It is the battle between God and his enemies, and it is at its worst because it raises the banner of religion and religious freedom in order to confiscate other people's religion and religious freedoms. We should teach and reach out and tell the students in the colleges and tell the Christians in their churches and go to the societies and associations and go on the internet and publicize our magazine and go into broadcasting and go to people individually and tell them what the truth is. And this is an Islamic duty upon us. And it is a Christian duty and a Jewish duty to those who give preference to God over tribalism and the prejudice. It might be long, but I have no doubt about the end. Allah will triumph. Al-aqibatu lit-taqwa. But we hope to contribute to the noble cause, so that when we stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment, and He will ask us, what did you do about it? We'll be having some answer to give. We shouldn't stand as just bystanders and spectators. We should reach out. We should delve into the society. We should find the people, and ally with like-minded people. We should do what we can, no more, but no less. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His love, and love to our fellow Muslim and fellow human being, and make us from the true followers of His prophets and the messengers along the long chain of prophethood, including Abraham, including Moses, including Jesus, up to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Allah addresses us in the Quran, the same religion He enjoined upon you as the one He enjoined upon Noah. And this Quran we reveal unto you, and that we enjoined upon Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, that you should steadfastly uphold the faith and break not your unity therein. There is religion and there is false religion, and the people of true religion across the board should unite and join forces together, so that truth would prevail, and it will prevail. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم دافع عن الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم دافع عن الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم دافع عن الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اجعل العاقبة للتقوى. اللهم جار الناس فكن نعم الجار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وسدد خطانا. اللهم يسر لنا البقاء في الدنيا ويسر لنا الخروج منها، واجعل خير ايامنا يوم لقائك. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة، أقم الصلاة.